Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During today's program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planning professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. If you don't want to see me, did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was, did the heartbreak change me? Welcome back to Dollars and Cents, another podcast. I am your host today, Marion Gilman. I am a partner, executive vice president at Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts. My co-host, Mark Friedman, is traveling. So I am here today with our director of financial planning, Christian Karcher. How are you today, Christian?
I'm doing well, Mary, and I'm very excited to be here. I think this is my second time on the podcast version of Dollars and Cents.
Well, it's very exciting to have you. And you have so much knowledge that we can share with the listeners today. So that's wonderful. First of all, how are you doing? All good?
Everything is going well, yeah.
Okay, kind of miserable in March, but you know, we were talking about not having much snow, and then we had a lot of snow, and then, you know, I can never figure out what to wear.
No, absolutely not. I mean, the other day, it was Monday, I think it was President's Day, and I walked outside, and it was like 58 degrees out, and I'm walking around doing errands outside, I'm enjoying the weather, and I'm thinking, this is it. Spring is here. And then we proceed to get into March and have rain and cold more than we have had all winter long. So who knows what's happening?
Exactly. It changes from day to day. I guess that's the good thing about New England weather. You know, wait a day and it'll change for you. So have you remembered that we have to change the clocks this weekend?
I had not, but that is a great reminder. See, I'm so used to just everything getting changed automatically for me. And then
That's true.
Actually, my car is already changed because I don't think I ever changed it from the last time. So I am ready
for it. That's great. That's great. You guys are great. So we got to remember that, because if not, we'll be off all day Sunday and we won't be back in the office at 9 o'clock on Monday morning, you know?
That's true.
Got to figure it out. Anyways, so we really appreciate all the work you do in financial planning. That is truly the basis of any successful financial life, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you hold the same position.
Absolutely.
So this is a hugely important role in our office, and you do a great job at handling this. I would say that one of the first things that we always look at, and one of the most important factors to have a successful financial plan and money to last throughout your lifetime and create the lifestyle you want, is your spending. I mean, that is the basis.
Right. And some people are like, well, isn't that just a part? But if you think about it, your spending actually impacts every other aspect of the financial plan. That's why it's so important to get an accurate spending number, because your spending impacts how much you're saving. Because if you're spending all your money, you can't save it. Your spending impacts what you are going to spend in retirement, which impacts how much you have to draw from your portfolio, and it impacts how you even can allocate and invest that portfolio.
And how much you have to save in order to retire.
Absolutely.
And if we don't have an accurate number on spending, it's really difficult to make any projections, because that is the basis.
Well, you can certainly make projections. They just end up being incorrect. And in 5 years, you look at it and go, that is not what we thought was going to happen. And almost every time when that situation occurs, it boils down to the spending number is different than we had first anticipated.
Right. And so one of the first questions I think we always ask clients is, how much do you think you spend? And how accurate does that work out to be?
Usually,
in general.
After in my experience here at Friedman Financial, I think I've been narrowing it down. My best estimate is that people are usually 25 to 50% low on their spending. So if they say they are spending $10,000 a month, it's really probably $12,500 to $15,000.
That's a huge difference.
It really is a huge difference. And a big reason why that is people just don't, when they think about their spending, they think about their mortgage, the bills that come in each month. You know, they might think about, you know, I spend about $150 on groceries each week or whatever it is. And they think about those items, but they don't think about all the other things that crop up within the course of not in a month, but a year. I mean, every year you might have something happen on your home where you have a project that takes $10,000 to $5,000. And those are the things that often get left out and don't get included when someone's saying, oh, this is how much I spend.
So in other words, they're probably approaching the whole, how much do I spend, wrong. I mean, it's they're not taking a holistic view of it. They're just thinking about what goes out of my checkbook or my credit card or my bank account every day on a daily basis.
On a regular basis. Yeah, yeah. It's that incremental kind of style, which is, and a lot of people, it's great because you're budgeting, you're looking at it and you're saying, these are the things that are coming through. But even though those items do come up each month, you also have some money that needs to be set aside for things that you don't anticipate or that aren't included.
Right, right. So what is, do you have some better options for how people might approach this? Well, I know you do.
So I certainly do, Marianne.
Let's discuss some better options.
This is so my first one, and this one I think is the easiest. This one is the least daunting for people who are trying to figure out how much they spend and don't want to go through the stress of, I mean, there's math involved in some of the other ones. This one's really straightforward. This one is
easy to do
and very easy to do.
Perfect.
This one's even easier than some of the other ones that I also find easy to do.
You find easy, they might not find
correct,
easy, right?
Correct.
So we want everybody to be
but
happy.
The easiest thing to do is say, okay, how much money am I bringing in each month? And people usually know what their net paycheck is.
Right.
And so you can say, I get paid every 2 weeks and I get paid $2,000 each 2 weeks. And so that times 26, and you can figure out the math. And very often, that number is how much people are spending. Very often. With a few caveats, sometimes people say, okay, but I'm putting $500 a month into a savings account. Now you can add some math to that equation and say we're removing that. But oftentimes we'll see people who bring home, let's say, $8,000 a month, and they come to us and they say, well, I think I'm spending about six, because they've used that other method where they said with all of my spending, my mortgage, whatever, it's about six. And when we look at that and we say, okay, well, you say you're bringing in 8,000, you say you are bringing in 6,000. The next question goes, where'd the $2,000 go? Because there's $2,000 extra. And so some people, their bank accounts grow over time, and that's where the $2,000 is going.
So it's pretty evident that they are saving money and
correct,
they're probably spending less.
That being said, if your bank account is staying pretty steady, now we're starting to look at, okay, so maybe that spending number actually lines more up with the income number that we have listed.
Right. And a lot of people do have money go regularly into savings from their paycheck. But very frequently, they tap into that money pretty quickly and
yes,
use it for spending. So that is, it's nice to build up the money, but maybe it's not really savings.
Well, and that is another one that often trips people up, is they go to do this method and they say, okay, I'm putting $1,000 into my savings account each month. So that isn't part of my spending. And then they're still low on their spending number. And the reason is that when things come up, that spending is, or that savings vehicle is being used for short-term savings. So I always kind of break out short-term versus long-term savings, even with my own money, because I see it as short-term savings is money that I will spend within a year. It might be for something bigger. It might be for Christmas. It might be for travel.
Yeah.
That's that short-term bucket. But really, at the end of the day, that's going to be included in my spending in any given year.
Sure. Sure. So, you know, we need information because we're not living with the clients, right? We don't know what's going on with it in their heads. So when we get, we always ask people for 6 months bank account statements. Yes. And that's very helpful to us because we can look at those and use this method to try to estimate what people are spending.
Right.
And there are a couple of other ways we take a look at it as well, right? Are there other ways that that any individual who wants to figure out what they're spending, are there other ways they can do it at home as well?
Yeah, so the more detailed one and the one you just referenced there is the 6 months of bank statements.
Yeah.
And what you can do with 6 months of bank statements, they're usually very easy to pull up. And usually right at the top or right at the bottom, it'll have a summary of the whole month. And it'll say, this is how much went out of your account. So let's say $10,000 went out of your account in a month. Okay, now you go on to the next month. And that month, $9,000 went out. The next month, $11,000. So look at 6 months, because we find that 6 months, it captures, you know, people pay real estate taxes quarterly.
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes insurance premiums are paid semi-annually. So 6 months is enough time to get those kind of expenses that aren't month to month.
Spend a lot of Christmas or something like that.
Right.
Too. Yeah.
And so we want to spread it out, but still get a good sample size. So a good 6 month sample size and average out what leaves your account over the course of 6 months. And you'll be
pretty
surprised.
Straightforward.
Some months it'll be the average is much higher than what you actually spent. Other months it's much lower. And over those 6 months, it gets a really good estimate. That's the one that I am most confident in when we go into a planning situation is what have they spent over the last 6 months?
Great. Yeah. And you know what? I mean, that again, because this is so fundamental to everything we do. We want to be sure that we have something that it's never going to be accurate. And I know a lot of people are very much afraid of looking at their spending because they feel like, oh my God, they're going to put us on a budget or they're going to make us account for everything we spend. And we would never want to do that. I mean, our goal is to plan for the lifestyle that you want to live. That's the goal.
Right. Absolutely. And that's kind of the difference between doing some financial planning and you hear the term budgeting and it just sounds so horrible. It sounds like
just the word.
It
right?
kind of sounds, it's the financial version of dieting, right?
Yes,
you don't
exactly.
want to diet.
Exactly.
You want to eat what you want to eat.
Right.
And so very often when we're looking at spending, we're saying, okay, so what is that, that what you are eating or what is it that you are spending?
Right. Exactly. And you know, again, there are always going to be trade-offs. So you can't, most people, let's put it that way, can't do maybe everything that they might see or want to do right away. Mm-hmm. But those are things that you can plan for. And that's, you know, a lot of people want to be sure that they don't run out of money in retirement. That's one of their primary goals long term. And that's what we're here for. We do a good job of that. We also, and the majority of our clients come to us for financial planning.
Absolutely.
So that's a very important component, and spending is one of the most important components. So, you know, we always like to give our listeners a little tidbit of something they can look at over the course of the next week or so before we come back and give you some more insights. We still have a lot of market volatility going on right now as well. So, you know, sort of lots of ups and downs. When you see that in your account, don't worry about it. Think long term. We always think long term around here.
Absolutely.
You know, if now is the time to get serious about your money, however, and you'd like a second opinion on what you're doing or what you might be spending or how to plan for the future, give us a call. We're available at 978-531-8108. Or you can find us online at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman.
Two E's and a D.
Usually that's my role because Mark always says that.
We're all stepping up in the line of
succession.
There
you go. Yeah. There you go. Two E's and a D. And you can find us online. You want to sign up for our weekly newsletter and you might already be getting it because you're listening to this podcast. But go to friedmanfinancial.com. And any page on the website, you can click on sign up for the weekly newsletter and get yourself on the list every Friday at 10:30 a.m. So I guess that's it for this week. Thanks so much for being here. I think you're going to be around next week too, Christian.
I will.
I hope anyways.
Get excited, everyone. It'll
that's
be
right.
Christian and Marion again next week.
And Christian's going to have some more very good insights for everyone about financial planning. Have a great week and talk to you soon. Bye-bye. I'm good already, so moved on. It's scary.
Thank you for listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planning planner, tax professional, or attorney prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.